It is the idea that is contained in these words. It is the teaching that is contained. The Word of God is not ink and paper. It is spirit. And it is in our hearts. And it has to shine forth in our deeds, in the way we behave ourselves, and in the things that come out of the abundance of the heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The things that are in your heart, your mouth's going to talk. And people, by your talk and by your walk, ought to know what you're about. There ought to be light coming off of you that shows the light of the true gospel. That is what is meant here. That those who have light, who Christ has given light to, what you have is meant to be set on a candlestick. What you have is meant to be put where all can see. There's nothing hid which shall not be manifest. There's nothing planted that isn't meant to come out. You know, when he plants a seed in that good soil, it's not meant to just lay there dormant. But God is working to will and do his good pleasure in it. That it should come forth. And that it should be seen. And that it should be spoken, whether they believe it or not. To bring forth more word. To bring forth more preaching. To bring forth all the fruits of the Spirit. And to grow up into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That he may have ears to hear, let him hear. The gospel is to be matured. What happens? You know, the seeds that are swallowed up by the birds will never see the light of day. The seeds that are choked by the weeds will never see the light. Their fruit will never come to light. And the seeds, they go into the stony ground, they will perish when the tribulation, when persecution or trouble comes, they perish. Those things are meant to come to light. And say, well, wait, what are you saying? Well, see, in some cases, the truth is the seed gets sown, right? And it is the light of the gospel. Now, sometimes it doesn't come to light. But the seed is one. It's not meant to be, you know, they aren't candles. They aren't light holders. Jesus is he that walks in the midst of the candlesticks. The candlesticks are the seven churches in the book of Revelation. They are the light givers. Those who, these others, they're not even candles. They don't even qualify for this. They're out. The seed was brought forth to be manifest in the sons of God, not to be manifest in everyone else, not to be manifest in those who were not chosen for that purpose, not to be manifested in those who, in whom the word of God is choked, in whom the word of God is withered away, from whom the word of God is stolen. The word of God is not meant to be brought forth by them. It's not hid, it's destroyed. It cannot abide there. But the word that is hid in that good soil is meant to come out. It's meant to bring forth fruit. It must bring forth fruit. So we must grow up into him. We must bring forth fruit. And it is he that works in us to do this. Therefore, we should not trouble ourselves if our own abilities are insufficient. I know, I mean, a lot of people believe in healing and so on and so forth. Well, you know, you're not sufficient to heal, right? But what? You trust in God, right? And I know I'm not sufficient to do the works of God. No, indeed. I know from experience, I am not sufficient to do such things. But God is sufficient. My sufficiency is of Christ. I don't look to my own self to do the works. And that's the problem is that people, when you start talking about works and stuff, people think, oh, you're going to do it yourself, huh? And it's like, no. What I'm doing is seeking God, because God is working in me both to will it and to do it. But if there's no will to do it, God hasn't even begun to work in you. If you're not even willing, we've got to first be willing. And he makes us that way. I mean, God could do it whether we willed it or not. But he's ordained that we would first will it. That he would give us will first and then do. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Can you hear it? Or is it the smell of death, disgusting, repulsive. I don't like that doctrine. Well, go to one of the little blackbirds, or one of the blue jays, or one of those, you know, fat little chickadees, and they'll take care of it for you. Take heed what you hear. On another occasion, he says in Luke, how you hear. Take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear. How do you listen to things? How do you hear things? And what do you hear when you hear? Like, if I say something, look at Jesus. People will listen, read this, and they won't hear everything he's saying, because he's saying a lot. And they don't hear it all. They hear parts of it. And I've seen this so many times. They hear parts of it, but parts of it they hear not. With what measure you meet, take heed. How you measure things. How you judge others. Yeah, Paul, you're pretty judgmental. It's not I. But the Word of God is judged. And I'm already subjected to His judgment. And I'm not going to fear it, but rather trust Him that He's going to cause me to pass from judgment to life because of faith. You know, God is gracious towards us. We are saved by grace through faith. So faith, the method by which we lay hold on the promises of God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It is how can we, if we don't believe on His promises, how shall we act on them? By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith he built it. What, did he just stand there believing the ark would assemble itself out of the natural things sitting there? He actually worked on it. By faith, works are done. It's the only way to do works. It's the works that God works in us. He's the one who works, though it happens through us. Thou hast wrought all our works in us. Isaiah 26. And to you that hear, there shall more be given, for he that hath shall him be given. If you hear, God's going to bless you even more. You're going to hear even more. You're going to grow into the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. That's how much more you have coming. But to him that hears not, he's going to lose even that what he has. You know, he's got a little belief. Like, think of the seed sown into the stony ground. Had something, sprang up a little bit, believed a bit, and then what? They lost what they had.